Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Technology Leaders.
Yes, indeed. It is that time, Thursday, the 13th day of August, and you are listening to Atlanta Technology Leaders WIT Special Edition. I'm your host, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, and in the studio today, we have three guests who will be discussing their roles and how they're supporting the mission of WIT. First, let me welcome back to the studio, Sandy Welfare, Executive Director of WIT Atlanta. How are you doing, Sandy?
I'm fine, Ryan. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And you've been in the studio before, you've been representing WIT, and you've been in that Executive Director role now how long?
We're at 10 months now.
10 months.
Yes.
And so life is good, right?
Life is moving.
Good.
Fast.
And things are moving up for WIT, and this time of year, I think, is a good time. Back to school, and we're going to be talking about some of that continuing education that's going on, and you guys are offering your members as well, so look forward to that. Also joining us in the studio is Bob Poole. He is Director of Business Development at Emory Continuing Education. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Ryan. How about you?
I'm excellent, and you are going to be talking about how the Continuing Education Department there at Emory has recently partnered with WIT Atlanta and supporting their mission.
Absolutely. We're very excited about our partnership together.
Good. And your role as Director of the Continuing Education Department, what's it like on a day-to-day basis over there?
Very hectic.
Okay.
We're ramping up for the fall season, and we're very busy at this point. So.
Okay, good. Well, we're excited to hear more about that, but let's also welcome our guest to the studio, Valerie Mackey. She is IT Global Performance Leader for the Coca-Cola Company. How are you doing, Valerie?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. How long have you been working with Coca-Cola?
I've been at Coca-Cola for 10 years now.
10 years, and you enjoying life over there?
I do. Yeah. It's gone by so fast. I really enjoy it.
Well, good. No, it's a wonderful place to work from what I hear, but you're going to be speaking with us directly today about how you have experienced the continuing education that WIT has to offer. Is that right?
Absolutely. I participated. We'd love to tell you all about it.
Well, very good. So we look forward to that. But let's turn our attention back to Sandy. I want to talk about WIT here and just read this here for a moment. No matter what stage of your career you're at, WIT has a program that can help you keep moving forward. Women in Technology has partnered with Emory Continuing Education to offer three distinct certificate programs. Each program offers a series of intensive educational sessions to give you the tools you need to get to the next level. And those three are what it takes to develop self, what it takes to manage others, and what it takes to master leadership. So those are the three courses that you can take sponsored by WIT. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes.
And how do these all three come together?
The Careers in Action program has been a part of Women in Technology for several years, but this year we decided we would branch out and do a partnership with Emory Continuing Education and make the program certified so that when people are doing personal and professional development, that they're able to get credits towards the courses that they're taking. And mm-hmm. So this is a step in a great direction for us to just make it more beneficial for the employees as well as the companies.
Right. And from my understanding, you guys used to offer continuing education as well mm-hmm. before. What makes this path at Emory different than what you offered in the past?
We've been able to bring in some pretty incredible women who've done the program for us over the last few years. The difference is that we're going with very distinguished instructors who are then able to offer a certified program. And I think that's where we really see the difference of people being able to use those credits towards their professional development. So for some companies, they actually want to see that there's going to be a benefit on your mm-hmm. personal development.
Right. And then when you can attach a name like Emory to it,
absolutely,
it's like that's something you could hang on your shelf at home or put in your office at work and people are going to look at it and go, wow, that's
absolutely
awesome. So let's look at these three programs a little more in depth here. This is the first one, what it takes to develop self. What do you learn in that course?
I think that course is really to get those persons who are pretty new to the work environment to really hone in on the skills of what they're bringing to the table and then find ways that they can best interact with their colleagues. If I think about my first time at AT&T many, many moons ago, I didn't have that level of understanding from how you best work as a team, how you best develop your personal leadership styles and things of that nature. So this is really to help those persons who've been in the work environment but really need to get that level of leadership skill enhanced.
So that might be the first one that you would kind of dive into and take when you're looking to continue your education. The second one is what it takes to manage others. So kind of self-explanatory, but talk to us a little bit about the nuts and bolts of that one.
I think that program is really, for me, everyone who's going to be managing other people, you really want to be able to find the best fit for the team atmosphere. How do you work to enhance or really get your team to perform at their best, but also get them to perform as a team? And if you're going to be managing people, you're always needing more professional development. Right. So that's just my theory.
And the third one is what it takes to master leadership. So I guess once you've been in that leadership role at your organization for a while, this would be a course you could take that could help you, you know, hone those skills in more particularly.
Right. This course to me is really more around the level of where Valerie is, where you're more about the strategy, where's the company going or the organization going, so that you're able to be a part of those conversations. So those persons who are wanting to be in more senior positions, and particularly if they're wanting to do more in the C-suites, you're mm-hmm. needing that level of innovative thinking to think around how can I best deliver to the strategy of my company. So
yeah, all three sound very engaging and very detailed and really help you develop your skills. Now, can any woman in any position at an organization take these offerings?
Absolutely. And they're not meant to be where you have to go through one in order to go to the other. Everyone is at a different career stage. And so they're meant for you to go into that particular program because it's going to be the best benefit for the stage that you're in mm-hmm. in your career.
Right. And now, do you find that most often it is the female in that position reaching out to get this education, or are they coming as their employer or their boss coming to them and say, hey, we'd like you to go to take this course?
I actually think it's 50-50 because we've had a lot of conversation around enhancing, particularly women who are in the STEM fields. What are they needing to know that's different? And because these are going to be women-only classes, mm-hmm. I think there's definitely a benefit to that, and Valerie's probably going to speak to that, but there's a benefit to being able to speak your mind, be honest about what your challenges are in the work environment when you're in a like-minded environment. So I think for us, this first go-around, it will be all female, and then we'll look at enhancing the program for men as well.
Sounds good. Let's bring Bob into the conversation over here. You are Director of Continuing Education there at Emory. So talk to us a little bit about these classes. You know, how long are they and what it takes to get signed up?
Ryan, they are definitely, there's six classes in each of the different levels. So each certificate series has the six classes, and each class is a full-day class. So 6 hours of content, it's a full-day session. And it's all being held at our training center right off of North Druid Hills in Atlanta.
Okay. And so it's a one-day course?
Well, like I say, there's six courses. So okay. There'll be six different days that are offered in the fall.
And would you go 6 days continuously, or is this at your own convenience?
They're scheduled out. They're going to be happening pretty much a week or two apart, depending on which level you're at. But the span is basically... there's 36 hours of learning content, and what we've tried to do is span the first two levels over 6 weeks, mm-hmm. and then the third level, the leadership one, leading others, is basically spanned over a four-week period.
Okay, so you find something that fits your work schedule and your family life schedule, and you can get signed up for that. What is the cost of these classes?
Well, they range.
Yeah.
Actually, do I have that? Yes. the first certificate, what it takes to develop yourself, runs at $2,750.
Okay.
All right. The what it takes to manage others is $3,250, mm-hmm. and what it takes to master leadership is $3,950.
And so, some of these costs can they be offset by your employer? Would they be willing to help you out in some of these classes?
Very often, depending on where the directive came from. Mm-hmm. One thing I might also add to a previous comment that was made, this is open to clearly women who are working, but also women who may not be working and are looking to improve their profile.
That's a good point. So if they may be in between jobs, This is a good opportunity to elevate their skill set while they're still looking for that next employment.
Shows, someone's currently up to date and are looking to improve their self. So it helps from an employment standpoint as well. So it's mm-hmm. both working and non-working.
So you get the certificate, and you can add that to your resume.
Absolutely.
Looks very well when you're going either to your current employer or you're looking for new work. But, you know, say I am a female out there, and I really want to take this course. I don't have a full amount myself. What are some things I can tell my employer, my boss, that, you know, to convince them to help me pay for this course?
Well, we could provide clearly the full detail about each course's, mm-hmm. Each certificate's outlines. And, you know, they're going to learn things. You know, let's just take, for example, the first level, what it takes to develop self. You know, they're going to learn things like communication strategic strategies, you know, personal leadership, emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. Better business writing, personal brand, and critical thinking are the top courses they're going to focus on for their certificate.
And do you offer any discounts to anyone who wants to sign up?
We can negotiate, but
right. Not at this time.
Well,
the benefits outweigh the discounts that you may receive.
Right.
So, yeah, get
right.
signed up for sure. Right. And so, again, you said these classes are offered at the North Druid Hills location of Emory. I know there's a campus in Alpharetta. Any classes offered there?
For this first time around, we're going to focus on delivering all of them at our locations, actually on Executive Park. There's several Emory locations there.
Right. Yeah. Right. Very good. And any future plans to add to the curriculum or just going to start with these three?
Well, since this is a new launch, we're going to play this one through, see how it flows. I'm sure, as always, any program, there'll be continual improvement and we'll be looking to probably add new content as it goes. And
well, certainly, if you guys decide to do that, please come back here to the Business Radio X studios and share that good news that you about the classes you're adding. And so these classes are offered. You can get signed up online, or do you need to come down there and sign up in person?
You can sign up on our website, which is mywit.org.
Mm-hmm.
And for now, we're wanting to get people just thinking about approaching their HR representatives or their managers. And in some cases, it's a part of their professional development plan. And we've had, just taking WorldPay as an example, they're sending 6 of their women key leaders that they're wanting to develop to our programs because it's very important for them to hone in on keeping them actively engaged. For many of these companies, this is a retention tool. Mm-hmm. It helps them to keep that talent because they're investing in their talent.
Well, speaking to that, what if someone decides to take this course and they're currently employed, but they use this education and they said, well, I'm going to go take another job somewhere else. And then the employer is kind of left holding an empty slot there. I'm sure that doesn't happen, but I mean, that's a possibility, right?
I think all professional development, you know, has the risk of people doing the investment. But at the same time, if you have the right work environment and people are fairly happy in what they're doing, people rarely leave the job just to leave the job. They're leaving for other reasons altogether.
When you're at that company and you're working, you're part of that culture.
Absolutely.
And this is helping you stay within that culture. And you know, you wouldn't want to leave if they're looking out for your best interests and they're helping you get continuing education over at Emory. You know, I'd feel pretty bad personally if I decided to jump ship after all they've done for me. So, but that's great. So you get signed up at mywit.org. Mm-hmm. And the application process, I imagine, is fairly easy.
Yes.
Is there any like documents that you may need or professional advancements already that are required to take any of these courses?
There's no pre-work that needs to be submitted. It's really just applying online. And it's really best to just outline what your goals are from a work environment. And mm-hmm. then I think that helps you to align to the right class because we've had a few people who wanted to manage others, but they really have to develop themselves first. Then they can move on to the next course. And I think you have to just be self-aware and honest the level that you're at.
Now let's talk to Bob again for a moment about the instructors that are out there teaching these courses. What is their role and where do you find them?
Yeah, we use practitioners who are skilled in specific areas.
Mm-hmm.
They also have all these instructors have been with us for some time and have worked with us closely to try to put this curricula together. I would like to add that these are 3 brand new certificates that were developed in concert with the Women in Technology, the board, the volunteers that we've been working with, because we can bring to the table an awful lot of content. But the certificates that we had off the shelf, if you will, didn't really hit the bill. And so when we started looking at the goals of what we were trying to accomplish, these are 3 brand new certificate series from us.
Well, great. Yeah, so we encourage our listeners to take advantage of that. Let's turn our attention now to Valerie, who's actually participated in one of these programs. Mm-hmm. And I'll introduce you here just a little bit more detail about Valerie. She is a director-level professional with 15-plus years experience focused on strategic planning and execution. She effectively leads and manages global team members and is committed to ensuring employees are well-rounded professionals and enjoy their career growth. At the Coca-Cola Company, she has responsibility for creating and executing strategies to improve information technology, employee, and organizational performance. She brings leadership, educational, and career development opportunities to the organization and makes employees aware of external development opportunities. Valerie has overarching accountability for technology solutions for the business functions of human resources, public affairs, sustainability, and facilities. She is responsible for establishing and maintaining relationships with STEM organizations and educational institutions to promote community outreach and enhance their talent pipeline of the Coca-Cola IT organization. Employment engagement and communication also falls under her responsibility. Prior to the Coca-Cola Company, Valerie was a consultant with Ernst & Young. Valerie serves as a board member and is an advocate for several nonprofit organizations. She holds an industrial engineering degree from North Carolina AT&T State University. So sounds like you have been pretty busy over there at Coca-Cola, but okay. not so busy that you couldn't take time out to go take, back in 2011, the program what is now known, What It Takes to Master Leadership. So what was that experience like for you?
A great experience. It actually is why I'm still involved with WIT today. So that class was one of my first experiences with women in technology, and since that class, I've been very active in that organization. The mm-hmm. class showed... It showed me a lot about myself and how I operate and how I should treat my employees as well. Overall, great experience. So I guess that's why I'm sitting here today. I've been preaching his praises for a very long time.
Well, excellent. And so, but that's similar to the course that you take now, the master, what it takes to master leadership. And you took that back in 2011. And so as an IT global performance leader, you know, tell me a little bit more about what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Right. And so you're actually going through the bio is a lot about what you said. So mm-hmm. my goal in all of this is to enhance people's professional development. So a global performance leader is more about optimizing the performance of our organization as well as our employees. So that could be through training and development. Mm-hmm. And it's more than just, you know, here's a class, go take a class. We have to actually be creative about what we do with our employees and how we develop them. So whether that's through forums or creating programs ourselves, we have to do that for professional development. Mm-hmm. As well as from an organizational perspective, when we talked about communications, making sure that we have very transparent and open and regular communications. That is going to help our employees flourish mm-hmm. and our organization stay aligned. So there's several different things, employee engagement, making sure that we are as a team communicating, but even outside of the project and the team activities you have to do daily, making sure we develop relationships amongst the team so that we stay connected on a personal and work relationship. It just makes everything better. And STEM activities that we do with women in technology, we do as a team. We volunteer to go and do these things, and that helps our talent pipeline. So we're doing it for two different reasons. Mm-hmm. We want to help. We want people to see that they can perform at any level if we expose them and give awareness. But in the same time, we're looking at that as this is a very innovative talent pipeline we have to bring through our organization. So those are the types of things that I look at in my role as performance leader.
And so you certainly would encourage a young female out there looking to advance her career to get involved with some of these programs that WIT and Emory Continuing Education has to offer. But, you know, let's talk a minute again about the skills you learned in that Master of Leadership class. You know, yeah. more specifically, you know, what were those things that you were able to then implement when you came back to work there at Coca-Cola?
Right. There are so many. When I took the class, it was executive readiness, slightly different, but I think a lot of the same content of what it takes to master leadership. Mm-hmm. It was every other Friday and it was all day for about 3 months. And so there are a lot of classes that resonated with different people. The ones that resonated personally with me, there was a negotiating class that I really liked. And so it just taught me more about not being afraid to step up and ask for what you want.
Right.
A lot of times as women, we don't really step up and ask for what we want. We just take and say, well, you know, it's okay. I'll get it eventually. So it actually gave me the, you know, confidence to kind of say, you know what, this is what I want and this is how I'm going to ask for it. But making sure that I had a plan behind that, not just asking for something frivolously, mm-hmm. but making sure that there was a business case behind or a reason behind whatever I was asking for. So things like negotiation skills, networking better, I could always talk to people, but this networking thing was always scary to me. So the class did help me through that. And just getting to know me, there was one session that I was probably my favorite. And because it made you focus on you, it wasn't about particularly the company or what you do or what your title was. It was about you. And you had to focus on what you wanted to do with yourself. And when we start thinking about that, I realized that the things I had a passion about and the things that I really wanted to do were things that could also provide value for my company.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore allowing me to figure out, okay, I'm going to have a passion about it, so I can help the company in a certain way as well.
That's great. So a lot of self-discovery, it sounds like, went on over there. You learned some really good networking skills, built confidence within yourself so you can talk to people. But did you take these classes with the anticipation of a promotion coming afterwards, or was it more just for your own personal gain?
I think it was both. It was preparing me for the next step in my career. Mm-hmm. So you asked earlier, are these classes self-motivated or does the company tell you?
Right.
In my case, the company did ask me to take this class because at the time I was acting in a role. So, you know, sometimes when you're in a role, there's another role that they want to put you in. So they had me acting in this role. And while I was doing that, they asked me to take this course. And I believe from a company perspective, it was very smart to make sure not only am I kind of learning this new role and giving me the ability to stretch and learn, but making sure I had the tools behind it. So sending me to this course to make sure I learned how to be a great leader, learned the executive readiness. It was perfect.
Very good. And in that class, did you find that your classmates were all similar backgrounds of you or same levels of success or not? I mean, what was the mix like there in the classroom?
I think we were very similar in some ways, but a very diverse group. So I think we were very similar in the fact that we were all very goal-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
We were motivated. We were in, you know, some kind of corporate arena trying to, you know, get to the next step or interested in going to the next step. We're very diverse in that there are some larger companies, there were some smaller companies, you know, there were some, you know, strict IT roles. So at the time I was managing human resources technologies. Some people were heavy IT people. Some people were like not really IT, maybe right in the middle, relationship manager mm-hmm. type of people. So I don't think it was restricted to a certain type of job or company. It was pretty diverse.
And do you stay in contact with your classmates from back in 2011?
Yeah, I think that was the other thing is we formed a great camaraderie in that class. The class was about 9 women,
mm-hmm.
and many of us still go out to, you know, after work, we'll do dinner or happy hour after work. And actually, we've done like a once a year slumber party.
Like a reunion. Yeah.
Like a reunion. Yeah. It's pretty cool because we find that we're able to be honest with each other. We're able to just remove all types of, you know, walls and just be blunt. Like, you know what? This happened to me at work. You know, what would you do? And so we're able to just give advice and talk to each other with no judgment. And everybody's in that path where, okay, what do you do next? And mm-hmm. giving advice. It's been great having those women in my corner.
So the executive readiness class, which you took back in 2011, which is now known as What It Takes to Master Leadership. And can Bob, you speak to when is the next one of those coming out? Does the class date, do you have that, available so our listeners can get signed up?
Oh yeah. What It Takes to Master Leadership is scheduled for starting on September 25th.
Okay.
And we'll be running on 3 Fridays and 3 Saturdays.
So Saturdays are available as well.
Well, yeah, it's back to back.
Might be in the middle of football season for some of the ladies out there. But, you know, hey, which is more important, advancing your career or watching your Bulldogs play? We don't know. So, and then the other two classes, What It Takes to Develop Self and What It Takes to Manage Others. When do those next series of classes begin?
Well, the class series for the developing self begins October 2nd and runs basically six Fridays.
Okay.
The classes run from 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Managing Others series begins on September 18th and is six Fridays. Again, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so sounds good. You can go to mywit.org to get signed up for those. And Sandy, are you going to sign up for any of these classes?
Well, I'm probably not going to sign up myself because I do have just too much going on right now. But I do have a team member that I do plan on sending because we have to develop our individuals as well.
No doubt about it. And then once you, they can get a firsthand experience what the class is like, bring that value and added value back to the organization itself, and then speak on it personally from a standpoint where they've experienced it. So I think that could only benefit the organization as a whole, experiencing those classes. So so very good. And
just one point Valerie's story. What we found has been very helpful is women sharing their stories and how they can benefit from coming to a course like this. So we want more stories like Valerie's story. She was our keynote speaker in December, and it's wonderful for her to engage with the younger group because they're starting off and they're not really sure where they're going to go. But hearing her story and why she would have invested that much time in herself is a good thing, and I think that's very important for us to continue to share.
Certainly. I think we would encourage you to bring someone on your next visit to the studio who's experienced the most recent crop of classes here and get some real good testimonial for them about how they're using the Emory Continuing Education and the WIT courses to their advancement. So, Valerie, what's next for you? Any more classes on the horizon for you, or are you going to encourage more of your team members back at Coca-Cola Company to get signed up?
Oh, absolutely. We actually do send women every year to the programs, not just the level that I took, but every level. We've had women in each level of the class. Definitely last year, for the past several years, we've sent several women. So we will continue to send women and groom women. We think it's an excellent program. And, you know, that personal growth and that personal development is important. I know you asked a question earlier about, well, what if you groom somebody and train somebody and they leave? Well, what if they don't?
Touche.
So the flip side of that you don't train them, you don't develop them, and they're there.
Right.
So we have to make sure, and I agree, if we do that and we invest in them and we show them that we care about them, then the retention will be higher anyway. So we have to do that. And it's a worthwhile program. So we'll continue to invest in the classes with women in technology.
Yeah, I agree. You got to take a chance, and it's worth it with the information and education you get that, you know, this person you send to the classes will ultimately stick around and only help the company and the organization grow. So, take a chance on your employees and you'll see the benefits there. So, and then what about, once you've graduated and everything, you get this diploma, your certificate? I mean, what does that look like?
All the participants that complete the courses will get an Emory WIT certificate. There is CEUs that come with each of those. Mm-hmm. So there's value to it too for those who have to have continuing education units. And yes, it does look great on the resume.
Yeah, it looks good on the resume and look good on your wall in your office too.
Absolutely.
So people know that you are continuing to advance your career. So any more information about these classes or, my discovery of self or develop self and manage to others, how people can get information about, the outline of the courses itself?
Most of the information that will probably be best or most useful will be found on the Women in Technology website, mywit.org. And then more importantly, if people have any questions, please call the WIT office, 470-823-3228, because sometimes you're needing to just get comfort that this is the right program for you. We've had a few individuals who've taken the courses and invested in themselves because their company will pay a portion or half. And so we have people who are putting their personal money towards developing their professional side and leadership. So I think ask as many questions as you can, but more importantly, weigh all the options, because if you're not developing yourself, you're probably going to be complacent in where you're at. And I think that that's it's dangerous for not only the team member, but also the company.
Now, would you encourage someone to join the WIT organization first before signing up for these classes, or do you have to even be a member of WIT to take the classes?
You do not have to be a member of WIT. We're open. We're a very open organization, and so we're wanting you to plug into Women in Technology where you fit best, mm-hmm. because some people, because of their stage and career, can only do certain things. Whatever time you have, we have something that you can be actively engaged in.
Very good. And those three courses are available for you. So please go to mywit.org to find out which one's best fit for you, your organization, and when you can get signed up. And so, Bob, back to you again for in your role over there. Are you actively involved with some of these students? Are you checking in on them as they're going through their classes? I mean, how's that working out for you?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely involved. I have a team that's going to be assisting with the Women in Technology from the coordination perspective. Mm-hmm. We, of course, are delivering the courses, the materials and et cetera. So we're very excited about this launch. The partnership has been wonderful. And I just think it's kind of fun that we're talking about, women in technology and why are they taking the courses. You know, I work with organizations large and small all across the country. And it's still amazing to me that because somebody is really good at a task and now they're promoted to management, there's no training. And, it's just amazing. And so this kind of a program is perfect, both for corporations and for individuals.
Now, we see it a lot here in the Business Radio X studios where companies will often take their number one sales guy, great on sales, and all of a sudden now he's the sales manager. But he has no experience on how to manage people, how to manage time. All he was good at was selling. That doesn't make him a good sales manager. And so this is some way to diversify your skill set and make you more valuable to the corporation you're working with. Now, what happens if I get signed up and I miss a class? Are you going to offer some makeup days, or does that count against you in any sort of way?
No, actually, we're offering these sessions both in spring and fall. So if someone misses a course, they can always make it up.
Yeah, as we like to say, life always gets in the way of a lot of things. So we don't want that to discourage anyone.
Absolutely.
Or if they have a weekend getaway planned already and it may be conflicting with their Saturday schedule, which you mentioned, you can make up that course or right. make up that one particular day. So that's good. So and Valerie, for you, again, you're encouraging your team members to get signed up. You said you're sending other folks over there. And the Coca-Cola company is always encouraging people.
Coca-Cola has signed up for 3 people to come. So we're waiting on the names, but yes, they've signed up.
Well, great. Great. And they're not all from your department, I would imagine. Yeah.
No, we really try to diversify because it's not like we want to build just one organization. It's across the company because it is more than just one org that can benefit from these classes.
Mm-hmm.
It is across, IT. We even have some that may be kind of on the peripheral of IT that we want to develop as well, because these classes and the skills that you learn are mobile. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be about just technology, although it is sponsored by Women in Technology. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've had somebody, recently ask me about my involvement. I actually was talking about the courses and the classes that they took and the fact that I'd be talking. And they said, you're always out trying to change the world and do something. But the involvement in this organization has, it's shown me that there are so many things and so many women out there and young people, because there are a lot of programs with young people that need to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
And this helps with the awareness. This leads to other programs. I think this is just the beginning. Well, it was for me in taking this course and then discovering all the other things that Women in Technology has to offer, kind of the pipeline to these courses, the young people, and just being involved in that and making sure we can add value at every level. So once you come out the class, just be aware you're going to have to keep going and doing stuff to give back.
Yeah, it does it in there. And so let's talk about WIT and some of the other things you got going on over there. I know you got a big event coming up in November. Is that right?
Absolutely. So we've just closed nominations on Monday for WIT's Women of the Year Award. And we'll also have one Girl of the Year Award. So we're getting ready for November 19th.
November 19th, and you'll unveil then who the Woman of the Year winner is or our award recipient is. And how many nominees do you have?
We ended up, this was the most we've ever had, over 80
really?
Nominations.
How do you choose?
There's a committee that will break it down into subgroups because it's by small, medium, and large company. Then there will be a judging, and you'll get to the final 9. So there's 3 each category. Then the night of, you'll find out the winner. So it does. It's a very, very precise and very detailed mm-hmm. judging process, which I think is good because we're using people from the outside of the Women in Technology organization to do the judging.
That's very exciting. So make sure you go to mywit.org for more information on that, how you can become a member, even get signed up for that event, and follow along to see who gets the winner of Women in Technology Award. And but then we just a couple months ago, you had the WIT Connect event as well, and you raised a ton of money during that event. Speak on that for a moment.
Yeah. So our annual fundraiser is WIT Connect, and this year was very interesting and different, but really what we honed in on were the three scholarship recipients who were fantastic, and we raised $320,000. So
goodness.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, it's really good. And all the people who are benefiting from this is limitless out there. The outreach that this influences is quite vast here in the Atlanta area. So definitely keep up the good work over there. If you have any more information or would like to have more information about WIT, you can reach out to Sandy at swelfare@mywit.org. Or they can call the office directly over there and get signed up, or go to the website, mywit.org, and think about becoming a member. So thank you for joining us. And so I just want to ask a couple other questions here before we wrap up. Sandy, when you're not over there changing the world and the lives of all these young ladies out there and career women as well, you know, what do you like to do in your off time to keep you grounded and motivated?
Well, until the neighborhood pool closes, that's where I'll be on the weekends.
Okay.
For sure. And then it's just time for football season. So yeah. New York Giants, go G-men.
Okay, there you heard it here, folks. She is a Giants fan, so when the Falcons play the Giants this year, or maybe they don't, but if they do, we know who you'll be rooting for. So, but thank you for joining us so much. We look forward to having you back in the studio again real soon.
Thank you, Ryan.
And please do support WIT and all they're doing over there. And Bob, for you, if people want to reach out to you, find you, how can they get in touch with you?
They certainly can reach out to ece.emory.edu. Our catalog and all our course offerings and everything are all listed on our website.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to reach out to me direct, they can reach me at 404-727-9479.
Please do call Bob if you have any questions about how Emory Continuing Education can help you and the WIT program. And so when you're not over there at Emory and you're on your off time, what do you like to do to kind of get away from it all?
Well, with 5 and a half grandkids.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty busy. They're all local, and it seems like my weekends evaporate.
I would say so. But I've recently heard that being a grandparent is better than being a parent, because you get all the joys of parenting, but none of the responsibilities,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So that's great. 5 and a half grandchildren?
Yes.
Where's the half? One on the way?
He's on his way.
Oh, man. Well, good. Well, that is awesome. Yes. I hope that works out for you. And please come back in the studio anytime. You are welcome here. And thank you for sharing all the good information today. And remind our listeners, you can reach out to Bob directly. You can email him at robert.poole, I spell P-O-O-L-E, at emory.edu. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And Valerie, thank you for joining us. And continue the good success and good work over there at the Coca-Cola Company. But when you're not serving them or helping out WIT and their mission, what do you like to do in your time off?
Well, I have two pretty active 8-year-old twins.
Oh, very nice.
So, yeah, girl and a boy.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm running behind them to some type of sporting activity. I am laying by the pool sometime. They've been on the swim team since they were 4 years old, so they think they're professional swimmers, and they love to live in the water. So my husband and I keep pretty busy going after
I would
kids
say so.
Everywhere.
I imagine they're back in school now, right?
Yeah, this is the first week of school, Monday. So my daughter had her clothes all laid out. You know, she's Miss Fashionista already.
Uh-huh.
You know, my son, you know, whatever.
Right.
He just gets the clothes and go.
Back to school, a lot of more earlier mornings and later nights, but it's all worth it in the end to watch these kids grow, and hopefully they can turn out to be just like you.
Well, better.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
That's the plan.
We're doing
all this to make them better.
Well, very good. Well, thank you for joining us, and please do come back and visit us. Again, if you have another success story to share within the organization there at Coca-Cola, or if you have some more great stories about the programs that we'd have to offer, we'd love to have you back in the Business Radio X studios.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right. If your company is doing something interesting to generally serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page on the website at businessradiox.com and pitch us your story there. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor for making all this happen. On behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. I will see you on the radio.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.